I'm joined again by Rhonda Reif. We talk about living healthy naturally. We talk about things in unusual. We talk about alternative healing. We talk about a variety of topics when she joins me. And today the topic is, believe it or not, celery. It is National Celery Month. I did not know that. And I guess celery seems like, it seems almost like a garnishment for me for, you know, it's something you see on the side of your plate. It almost like parsley, but actually there probably is health benefits of parsley too. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. But celery, now I think of celery, I think we used to take celery sticks and dip them in peanut butter. And that was one of the things. I don't know if that's are we negating health benefits by eating celery and peanut butter?
Well, it kind of depends upon what your purpose is. If you're looking for weight loss, putting the peanut butter on it might not be the best thing. Maybe an almond butter might be a little bit better. But, you know, certainly any way that you can get the celery is going to help you. And there's a lot of health benefits of celery just by itself. And, of course, if you add it to a lot of fattening dips and that kind of stuff, it is going to negate the sort of weight loss benefit. But celery itself has a lot of other benefits besides just helping be a low-calorie food.
You know, I think of celery. I think of it's hard for me to think of celery without thinking of celery and carrots. I mean, I think of celery and carrot sticks together as part of a hors d'oeuvre tray, for example. You mentioned dip, and I said peanut butter. But so celery, but I'm going to guess, what sort of other things can you make? Is celery soup? Is that something you'd make?
You can make celery soup. There's also celery seed. Celery actually has its own form of natural salt that's healthier for you than, say, table salt. So celery salt is also a good condiment with that too. But you can certainly add celery to stir fries. You know, if you think about it, it's a lot of times it's in soups or stews or stir fries. You can eat it just as a way to sort of solve that crunch dynamic that you're missing if you're, say, you're on a diet or something with that too. But one of the things that people don't realize is that celery actually helps joint inflammation. It helps lung issues. It deals with acne and asthma and all of those kinds of things. And so it's a natural anti-inflammatory. So that's something then again, if you're a juicer, you know, this is another thing too that you could add celery to, making your juices or your protein shakes or things like that. So it's really good for helping with the joint pain and things that are going on with a lot of dampness, those kinds of things. It aids in digestion, which is really good too. It helps with that. And it also contains a lot of magnesium. So that's really good if you have a lot of muscle tension or spasms or pain. It will help with some of that stuff too.
I think celery is something, it's one of those, for me, it's one of those overlooked vegetables that comes out there. But it's one of those that you don't really think, you're mentioning a number of different ways. Juicing, I guess, will it work well in a juicer?
It will work well in a juicer. If you have a lot of stringy celery, like some of the outer pieces of the stalk, you might want to pull some of the strings off so it doesn't get caught around the blades. But if you have something that's a high intense juicer or like a NutriBullet, you know, one of those kinds of things that actually like blends things up really well, it's going to do all right.
All right. Is there any other way? Can you bake it? Can you cook it?
You can. You can do like celery au gratin. You can just bake it. You could put it in with like one of the things I like to do is if I take a bundt pan and I'll get a whole chicken and then I'll put all my vegetables in the bottom and then the chicken juices kind of help to cook. Put a little bit of olive oil on there. But I certainly always add celery. I'll add carrots, potatoes, maybe some mushrooms with that too. So there's a lot of ways that you can incorporate it into your diet.
You know, I can think of a number of ways. I think I know I've had a number of Chinese dishes that have had celery pieces within the mixture of things.
Yes.
And stir fry.
Very common with stir fry. And the other thing too is that celery is really high in vitamin A, so it's really good for your eyes. It's good for your eyesight. Anything that deals with your eyesight, you know, it helps with prevent macular degeneration. A lot of those kinds of things that you can help with that too. And it also contains nutrients that help to lower your LDL cholesterol. So that's really good because that's the bad cholesterol. So it helps to kind of balance the cholesterol. And then it also helps to tonify the blood and increase the circulation. And celery has a really high water content, so it also helps people that have high blood pressure, those kinds of things. It's just a really good go-to kind of thing if you're looking for something healthy and also that has the nutrients. And, of course, again, it's great cooked, but it is going to have more of the nutrients if it's eaten raw.
Okay, so raw celery, and I guess that's how most people think of celery. At least that's how I think of it. I think of it as I mentioned a garnishment, but I think of it something on an hors d'oeuvre, on an hors d'oeuvre platter. This is something you carrots, celery, maybe let's see, I'm thinking of all of the different possibilities, things you can dip into a platter of something, but you don't have to dip it into anything. You just eat it raw, right?
Yeah, you could just eat it raw. And again, you know, it depends upon what your benefit is. If you're on the keto diet, you could put cream cheese on it, you know,
okay.
And that would be something that would help with that, because the keto diet is a lot about high fat and low carbs. So it would be very low in carbohydrates. A stalk of celery has like 10 calories or less. So it's a really good food for that. You could eat it just plain if you were trying to lose weight. If you're on a certain diet, you could do that. If you're into juicing and all of that kind of stuff, that would be really great too.
Wow. So a lot of different things about celery that I did not know. It is National Celery Month. I think I remember seeing, I think we had cream of celery soup before.
Yes.
Is that something, is that a healthy soup?
Well, you know, I mean, again, it depends upon what your food limitations are. If you're somebody that shouldn't have dairy or gluten, then it probably is not as healthy as it could be. But it certainly is another way to incorporate celery into your diet. If you eat the celery just plain, though, or you could even just bake it with a little bit of olive oil and garlic or lemon pepper seasoning, it's good with that, too. You could actually get the benefit of it being alkaline, because it's an alkaline food. So alkaline, the body's either alkaline or acidic, and Americans have a very acidic diet.
Okay.
And so you, with alkaline is one of those things that you want to get your body into an alkaline state. If you have something like cancer or some kind of immune compromised disease or something like that. So alkaline helps. I know we've talked about alkaline water, that kind of thing. So celery is absolutely a very alkaline food, and it helps balance some of that acidicness. It also then, because of the magnesium, it helps to relax both the body, the mind, and also the nervous system.
Okay. Can you grow celery anywhere?
I'm not sure about that. I don't think that we've ever grown celery in our garden.
I don't know. I've never seen it as a garden item. And I'm just trying to think, where does the celery come from?
That would make a really good school project, that maybe some kids could take the stem of it and try to grow it, you know, stick it in the water with the toothpicks coming out.
I don't know. These are things, you know, I never knew there was a celery month, and I never knew the health benefits that were so many of celery. Maybe I'll take it. I'll take more of notice of it the next time I see it.
And here's the thing, too. If you're somebody out there that's like, oh, my gosh, celery's so bland, I don't think that I could eat that. You know, I will tell you that the celery hearts, if you're not a celery eater and you're trying to incorporate this more into your diet or lifestyle, the celery hearts are a little sweeter. They don't have that sort of real dark green bitterness on the outside.
Now, so where is the celery heart? Is that at the
edge? That's at the very inside.
The very
of
end.
It.
Okay.
And you can buy just celery hearts. So it's like the outsides have been taken off the really, you know, sort of green, bitter things, and they're probably sold to some company that adds it into their, you know, canned soup or something like that.
All right. Well, ways to stay healthy that you didn't think about, and celery is one of those ways. And again, National Celery Month, the month of April. Is it always this month?
It is. It's always April.
Okay.
You just never know what the National Month is going to be.
Imagine that. Well, I learned something, and hopefully you did too. And if you want to learn more about what Rhonda is doing and things about her her businesses and et cetera, you do simply go to where?
They can go to my Facebook page. They can find me on Facebook, Rhonda Reif. Or you can email me at holistichorizons@hotmail.com. Or, of course, there's the old-fashioned landline at 319-752-0175.
And the tip of the day is eat more celery, because it's good for you.
It's very good for you.
All right. Join us again the next time we talk about living healthy with Rhonda. You're on KBUR.